Bones is showing heavy Foot Clan activity.
If they're taking hostages,
let's rock and roll.
Like shadows in the night, completely unseen.
Who's that? It's a camera flash.
Give me the camera.
Oh, look, he's doing his Batman voice.
Back off, Ram.
Do not say a word about this to anyone. If you do, we will find you.
Yeah, we'll find you. I'm sorry, that came across super creepy, okay? That's... We will find you, though.
It's time for Movie Month. It is my third annual Movie Month, in which I will be watching 30 movies in 30 days, and I'll either hate them or give them praise.
I told you I was going to get up really early on Friday morning and watch a movie right away. Hey everybody, it's Mike, and it's not even 7 a.m., and I've already finished today's movie, 2014's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I thought, why not go highbrow today? Why not go for an instant classic? And then I changed my mind and picked Ninja Turtles. My voice, I still have morning voice a little, so I sound more like a grown-up adult male, which is nice. I went out last night with my brother and two friends of mine, but I didn't drink or anything, so I don't have like, hangover voice, and I didn't, was still home by 11 o'clock, so I don't have overly tired voice, but I still have a bit of a man's voice, which is new for me, or rare for me, I should say. So I'm going to use it as much as I can. Everything the light touches is yours, Simba. So, as I said, Ninja Turtles. I remember when this was announced and Michael Bay was attached as a producer. People were all nervous. And then there was rumors that they were going to be like aliens, and he was going to change how they look and all these things. And I mean, they do look a little different. They do look a little less cartoony, but they were still cartoony enough. I mean, the whole thing was special effects, special effects, special effects. And can you believe I've actually watched my second Megan Fox movie this month? It's, you know, that is something, that's the most surprising thing of all. But what can I say about this movie? I think it got like 22% on Rotten Tomatoes. I never saw it before. The sequel's out now, and I don't know if it's doing as good as people thought it might, even though it's been a ton of promotion. And yet I watched this movie, and it was exactly what I thought it would be. I didn't think it was great. I didn't think it was the worst thing in the world. I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I just, you know, I enjoyed it enough. There was a lot of special effects, and even though you know you're pretty much watching CGI the whole time, then I thought, oh, there's one point where it's just Will Arnett and Megan Fox just smiling at something. It was good enough. It was good enough. And the moment I saw William Fichtner, the moment I said, you know, he's up to no good. And I think I love the guy. I think he's a great actor. But you can't see him and say, you know, he's up to no good. I thought the big surprising thing would have been if he was just a good guy the entire time, very helpful, and just, you know, up and up and honest. But of course, that ain't true. The thing that I found interesting is that even though the Ninja Turtles were CGI, or I thought they were CGI the whole time, they still are casted. Like, there's still people who are playing them. And, you know, I guess there was a lot of probably, you know, action motion capture. But what's interesting is that the three of the Ninja Turtles were played by three guys. Like, this guy Noel Fisher played Michelangelo. Jeremy Howard played Donatello, and Alan Ritchson played Raphael. And if you know, if you're a Smallville fan, you know Alan Ritchson was Aquaman on the Smallville television program. But Leonardo was played by a guy named Pete Plazek. And yet, I saw the name, I thought maybe he didn't speak any English, but no, he's from Illinois. Pete Plazek played Leonardo, but his voice was replaced by none other than Johnny Knoxville. I don't know if they needed a more familiar voice. I don't know if they like Johnny Knoxville's voice better. I don't know if this guy recorded his voice first, but I just found it interesting that Johnny Knoxville was the only guy to play a voice of something, of one of the turtles, and all the other turtles, the guys who did the motion capture, did the voices as well. Same thing with Splinter, which was funny, that Danny Woodburn, who's a little person that, when I see his face, the first thing I think of is he's Kramer's friend in Seinfeld. But Tony Shalhoub played Splinter's voice. I had no idea. I didn't even recognize him during it, which I thought was funny now looking back on it. Boom, segue. So I was inside talking about Ninja Turtles, and now I'm outside because my dog woke up. Come on, buddy, let me put you. I'm going to put him out so he can do his morning business. This is becoming sort of a theme, an ongoing theme. The story, the Ninja Turtle story, was pretty generic. You know, like, there's a bad guy, there's a good guy who wants to poison New York City so that he can then sell them the antidote. But he's working with Shredder, of course, and the Foot Clan. If you're a Ninja Turtles fan growing up, you know all those names. And as the things that I thought that were different that I liked, well, I don't know if I liked it, but it was kind of interesting, was that the Ninja Turtles were created not by some spilled ooze that, you know, also blinded Daredevil. Look that up. But that they were created in a lab, and they were created by William Fichter's character and another scientist who happened to be April O'Neil's father. And April O'Neil's the one who named all the turtles, and would feed them pizza, so she's the reason they love pizza growing up. I thought that was just a cute little tie-in to bring them all together. I was happy that they put Megan Fox in a yellow jacket. And Will Arnett's good and everything. I thought my dog was about to sneeze. I love when my dog sneezes. I just find it cute. And actually, Megan Fox was a lot better in this than she was in the Transformers movie. You know, I'm getting lots of these little segues. This episode is disjointed. My dog's in, and now the garbage is going out. My wife thinks the garbage man might be coming early today, so here I am putting out the garbage for the week. Cowabunga. So, as I'm taking the garbage out, ooh, that smells. Let me finish talking about this Ninja Turtles movie. So the sequel came out. I don't know. Maybe I'll see that next year. I'm definitely not going to go see it in the theater. And also, there was one cameo. I mean, this movie's 2 years old, so it's not really a big spoiler. But I totally was surprised to see Whoopi Goldberg as the television, as the boss at the TV show that April O'Neil works at. So I'm just pulling out a garbage barrel right now. Talking about Ninja Turtles. And as I said, it's pretty early. It's still before 7 a.m. Ooh, the newspaper's here. And why am I doing this so early today? Well, because after today, my wife and I are driving about 4 hours, which means for us 5 hours. Taking about a 4-hour, 5-hour ride out to New York to visit my cousin. Oh, but not the New York with the glitz and the glamour and the bright lights and the tall buildings. No, no, no. We're going to the New York with cows and long, empty streets. Yeah, but my cousin has a pool. So cowabunga, I'll be in the pool, hopefully, all day tomorrow. What does that mean for the movie month? Well, that means that today I got up super early just so I could do this, just so I could watch this masterpiece and record it. We're not leaving for a couple hours, so. Oh my goodness. Oh, this garbage is disgusting. We're not leaving for a couple hours, so I probably could have slept in an extra hour, but damn it. I didn't want to take the chance. So I didn't, and that's why I'm already done Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles today, and it was, you know, it was an okay kids movie. And now the podcast is done, and I'm all set for Friday. Now Sunday, will be coming home, so I'll be able to watch a movie and get a podcast up Sunday night for sure. Tomorrow's the tricky one. Tomorrow's the one I'm nervous about. Saturday, going to be at my cousin's all day. I think I'm going to wake up super early before everyone's awake and just watch a movie on my tablet. And once that's done, the trick is maybe take my dog for a walk and record a podcast. Now, will the podcast be wonderfully produced? I don't know about that. That's because you know how wonderful this is produced. I mean, you can just hear, you can feel the garbage. You can feel the garbage, how real it is. That's the production value I put into this thing. And will the podcast be long? Because these podcasts are only about 10 minutes long as they are. Basically, if you don't see a podcast tomorrow, there will still be a movie and a post. And I've been setting this up for a while now and apologizing in advance. But damn it, I really think I'm going to be able to pull it off. So, what the hell am I pulling off? Get the morning paper. I want to like hold it up and wave to my neighbor like I'm Tony Soprano, but nobody's out. Uh-oh, sprinkler's going on. Gotta run in. Okay, that was just a special effect. That didn't actually happen. There's lots of echo in the garage. So, okay. I'm done now. This is rambling. I'm way too early. I need to have some breakfast. Who am I? My name is Mike. You can find me on Twitter at GeekMentality. This is Fans Not Experts Movie Month. The hashtag on Twitter and Facebook is FNE Movie Month. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/fansnotexperts. Fans Not Experts is the website, fansnotexperts.com. Fans Not Experts is on Twitter, at Fans Not Experts. I like to say that a lot. SoundCloud.com/FNE Movie Month and SoundCloud.com/FNE Movie Month 2. Please find us, follow us wherever we are. We're on SoundCloud, we're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on, I don't know if I'm really on Google Plus anymore, but we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, we are on Google Play Music Podcast. Do people use that? I don't know. And that's it. Cowabunga, dude. I really just, you know, I was a kid, I was probably in like 7th grade, 8th grade, when the Ninja Turtles hit it big. I remember having one of their comic books that I got at Collector's Coop as a kid. Black and white comic book, a little different than the TV show that I got used to. And it was a number one, but I think it was a reprint because otherwise I'd be punching myself right now. But, you know, it's one of those things where I remember going with my brother to see the Ninja Turtle movie feeling a little old, but I was already like, I was like 13, 14, already feeling a little old. And I think we saw the second one in the theater. That's when I felt like I really outgrown things. That was before I realized how I'm never going to outgrow these things and I shouldn't even bother. I never saw Turtles in Time. I never saw TMNT. You know, so maybe those are future movie month things. I don't know. But I wanted to see this one, and now I did. And now it's over. 17 days in, 13 days left. Fans Not Experts Movie Month. Cowabunga, I'll say one more time. It comes out of my mouth so easily, cowabunga. And here is my music.
This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time and I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.